To tell you the truth, it was a pretty emotional moment for both of us. After weeks and months of training, reading manuals, learning the instrumentation, logging hours in the flight simulator, going over every inch of the ship, after all the training and so forth, we were finally ready to knock a hole in the sky and soar like birds. You know, I'd always dreamed of flying a helicopter. I waited until I heard the hatch close. Then I gave Eddie a little surprise. Oh, there's been a change in plans. I'm gonna fly the ship myself. You are co-pilot. He stared at me through the wire. Really? Eddie, you're pretty good with your hands, but for this mission, we need nerves of steel and, well, the kind of broad experience I bring to the team. He heaved a sigh. Darn. I'm sorry, but I have to pull rank. Are we ready?
You go without me.
I laughed. Now you don't understand. See, it'll take both of us to fly this thing because... Huh? I stared at the wire. It appeared that, I was inside the wire enclosure, and Eddie was... I cut my eyes from side to side. Eddie, disregard what I just said. It was a joke. You take the controls. He monkey-walked over to a sack of feed and ripped a hole in it. Eddie, this is no time for you to be thinking about food. He raked some of the feed cubes out of the sack, picked through them with his busy little hands, and held one up. He crunched the end of it.
Want a bite?
I glared at him through the wire. No, I do not want a bite. Get in here and fly this ship. That is a direct order. He went on eating. I was beginning to feel uneasy about this. Eddie, I must ask you an urgent question, and I want the truth. Eddie, is this thing really a helicopter? He took his sweet time in answering, gobbled down the rest of the feed cube, and nibbled the crumbs off his fingers. Then he looked me straight in the eyes and said,
Nope, coon trap. Hee-hee-hee, I'm a rat. They ought to lock me up.
And then he proceeded to rip open three more sacks and scattered feed cubes from one end of the shed to the other. Okay, pal, that's it. You're under arrest. Eddie! Oh, brother. Well, I guess you can imagine the rest of the story. At 8 o'clock the next morning, Slim arrived. He stepped into the shed and... We don't need to go into all the details. It wasn't pleasant or funny. But before you burst into tears, let me tell you a little secret. It didn't turn out as badly as you might think. See, after a coon wrecks a place and eats his weight in 38% protein range cubes, what do you suppose he does? He finds a comfortable spot, curls up in a ball, and goes to sleep. And that's exactly what the little mutter mumble did. I'll be the first to admit that it looked pretty bad, him sleeping on top of a trap that held the head of ranch security. But the important thing is, see, I had known all along that if I played along with Eddie's scam and stalled for time, he would eventually fall asleep. No kidding. It's typical coon behavior. And hey, he walked right into my trap, so to speak. Honest. When Slim walked in, Eddie was zonked, out cold, sleeping as only a coon can sleep after a long night of moonlight madness. All Slim had to do was pick him up by the scruff of his neck, haul him 2 miles to another part of the ranch, and leave him sleeping in the fork of a cottonwood tree. Hensley, through stealth and cunning, I had managed to break the case wide open and rid the ranch of a crafty little feed burglar. Pretty amazing, huh? You bet. Now tell the truth. Did you think I was the one who got scammed? Did you think that I actually fell for that ridiculous story about the helicopter? Not me, fellers. I was on top of the case from start to finish. No kidding. Of course, Slim never figured it out. He groaned and fumed and called me hateful names. And then he and Loper laughed about it for a solid week. Old bird brain getting caught in the coon trap 3 nights in a row. It was shameful. I mean, what more did they want? I'd caught the crook and solved the case. Oh well, as long as you and I know the truth, that's all that matters. The case of the tricky trap is closed. Honest, I never believed that story about the helicopter. Who would believe such baloney? Not me.